Underwriting support from the Interlaken Inn, Resort and Conference Center, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, Connecticut. 86 upscale guest rooms and townhouses, Morgan's Restaurant featuring new American cuisine, a pet-friendly resort, and they have select accommodations. 1-800-222-2909 on Facebook and interlakeninn.com. Dave's TV, Route 44 in Millerton. Buy local, skip the long drive to the big box stores. Your local source for quality products, Sony, Sharp, Smart, LED, HDTV, DirecTV sales and service, and Rust Sound Home Audio Systems, davestv.net.
Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano calls for a clear and decent day today, with temperatures slowly dropping or moderating. Should be a high of around 60. Tonight, clear and cold, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, sunny, brisk, 50 to 55. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy and breezy once again, 55 to 60. And Friday will be sunny once again with temperatures in the mid-60s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Connecticut Democrats are urging citizens to keep women's rights in mind when voting. With the strains of Helen Reddy's I Am Woman playing in the background, several dignitaries attended a rally on Saturday in Kent to protest the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs versus Jackson decision and urge voters to put legislators in office who will support women's rights. In a story in the Republican American, U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz, and several of the candidates were on hand at the event sponsored by the Kent Democratic Town Committee. A large crowd, many of who hold signs decrying the move, shouted words of support throughout the rally in the morning. State Representative Stephanie Thomas of Norwalk and the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State said women have had the right to vote for more than 100 years, quote, but it's not enough anymore, end quote. There are still in the minority in many sectors of government and business. Thomas passed along 6 goals to those gathered, encouraging them, among other things, to spend 5% of their income on nonprofits that support women and to spend a few hours a week learning about the legislative process. She ended by performing a few dance movements to Helen Reddy's I Am Woman. She was joined by Bicewicz and State Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury. During Horn's speech, she spoke about being in protest since she was a teen. She said she thought any movement to end Roe versus Wade was an aberration, but she went on to say, quote, it's obviously not, end quote. She said Connecticut's passage of the reproduction laws were a result of the Texas ban on abortions, and underlying issue is the access. Moving to Great Barrington, are bird feeders now illegal? Well, not really, not unless they draw bears to the neighborhood. A new wildlife feeding regulation has come to South County, Massachusetts residents. They're wondering if hanging their bird feeders is now illegal. It's not. Great Barrington's new wildlife feeding bylaw does not include a ban on putting out a bird feeder or even a few. The new regulation only stipulates that a bird feeder or other food sources for wildlife, like unsecured garbage, should be removed within 48 hours if it's drawing a bear or wildlife other than birds to a yard or neighborhood. If not, a town official will come over to troubleshoot solutions. If a homeowner is incorrigible beyond the first violation, the fines will start to kick in, first at $50, a second, and beyond that at $200. The regulation was approved last week by the Board of Health, specifically stating that it does not prohibit bird feeders. You've heard about the trouble with the Housatonic Water Company in Housatonic, Massachusetts, which is part of Great Barrington. Well, a large Connecticut-based water company that serves Sheffield may be eyeing Housatonic's system for purchase. Representatives from Macquarie and Water Company, a subsidiary of Eversource, will attend the Select Board's regular Zoom meeting for discussions about problems with Housatonic Water Works. Peter Fasketz, Macquarie's Director of Corporate Communication, told the Berkshire Eagle that the October 4th invitation invited representatives to the meeting. When asked if the company is considering buying the Housatonic Waterworks Company, he said the company doesn't yet have enough information but suggested it's a possibility. Select Board Chair Stephen Bannon said that residents won't be able to ask questions during that discussion. In March, Aquarian announced it would acquire Torrington, Connecticut's water system by the end of the year. The company also recently purchased the Falls Village, Connecticut system, which is part of North Canaan near the Massachusetts border at Sheffield. Other Connecticut systems near the Berkshires include Norfolk and Salisbury. some meetings going on today in our area in Sharon. The Housing Authority has a meeting set for 5 p.m. this evening in Salisbury. This morning at 9 o'clock, the Salisbury Historic District Commission special meeting. At 6 o'clock tonight, the Board of Finance has their quarterly meeting. In Cornwall tonight at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen have a Zoom meeting. Pine Plains has a town board workshop that is also coming up this evening at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 30,185.82, the NASDAQ at 10,675.80, and the S&P 500 at 3677.95. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.